This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. And it wasn't just about shopping and things like this. Finally, many of us have gotten our freedom back, freedom that, unfortunately, we imposed on ourselves. We allowed the government to do this on us. So hopefully we're able to get out and help these retailers get back into the mix. Because let's face it, things have changed dramatically. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not going to be doing a full show today. I want you to understand that, unfortunately, we are going to tape today's show play some what we call best ofs, because we've got a lot to get accomplished on the personal level and professional level, and these days allow us to do that. But I did want to record one segment so you know just how much we care about you. There's going to be so much to talk about over the coming weeks and leading up to the re-election of President Trump. And that will happen. Leading up to Nancy Pelosi having to give away the gavel. That will happen. We're going to be talking about things like Joe Biden's really big screw-up. Joe Biden let the cat out of the bag, folks. He let people know the racism, not only of Joe Biden, but the racism of the Democratic Party. They will not recover from this. Trust when I tell you, and I'm going to talk about this coming week, Joe Biden has black people incensed. He has some questioning. Oh, my gosh, we thought Donald Trump was the racist, and here's this dude, and they're at a crossroads. Do you become a bona fide hypocrite by supporting Joe Biden, or do you have to cut Donald Trump some slack? And we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to jump on this and say, yeah, I thought Donald Trump was the racist. You know what's funny? I don't hear Donald Trump talking about black kids as roaches. I don't hear Donald Trump talking about little black kids crowding around him to feel the hair on their legs. I've never heard Donald Trump describe a black man as articulate and clean. I certainly haven't had Donald Trump ever heard him say, hey, listen, you ain't black unless you vote for me. In fact, let me tell you what Donald Trump said. He said, what have you got to lose? And then he has a record about it. You know what else is being discovered by these Democrats? The ones that are starting to take pause, do a deeper dive into their party. They're saying to themselves, wait a minute, this isn't the party I thought they were. This is not the people who keep the playing field level, who want people to be successful and play by the rules and care about the common man. No, they are the ones who inject COVID-19, dreaded Chinese Wuhan, into these adult centers where old people are, these old convalescent homes. They're the ones doing that. They're the ones intentionally wanting to shut down businesses. They're the ones intentionally wanting to ruin jobs, ruin the economy, and they're laughing about it. They're the ones who want me to be a prisoner in my own home. They're the ones releasing prisoners into the community, and I'm the one having to face the consequences. They're the ones who want to tell me when I can resume regular life and how that's going to look. Yeah, be glad, boy. What a great weekend. It wasn't a great weekend for many of these cities. Chicago. Let me go ahead and break the news to you. A lot of people got shot and a lot of people got killed. Cleveland. A lot of people got shot. A lot of people got killed. Baltimore. A lot of people got shot. A lot of people got killed. St. Louis, a lot of people got shot, a lot of people got killed. Everywhere there's a Democrat running the city, a lot of people got shot, a lot of people got killed. A lot of people on unemployment now, a lot of idle folks, a lot of people dying. You know why? Dying of loneliness, dying because they couldn't spend time with their folks, with their friends, dying because they don't know what their prospects are. Suicides up. All this is on the backs of the Democrats. They don't want to tell you, hey, it's a simple cure, something that the army, the military's been using, that the CDC's recommended before. It's a simple cure. And by the way, we never had to lock down. You got Fauci changing his stance on stuff. Folks, you got nothing but good news. Sadly, the bad news is good news for us because none of us, we are not to blame. Donald Trump's not to blame. Don't believe any of the polls. Joe Biden made a comment in this stupid thing that he did, which, for the record, I'm going to break something to you that you probably haven't heard about this. The bigger piece of what Joe Biden said had nothing to do with him telling black people how to vote. Joe Biden had another bigger slip that stupid interviewer, Charlemagne the God, that he didn't even get. I'm going to talk about that this week. So there's lots of stuff. But what I'm telling you, folks, is it's all good news for us. It's all good news. Everything. This economy is coming back. It is going to roar back. I'm going to give you the last warning I'm going to give you about getting into the stock market. Get in. Get something that follows the Dow. The Dow is going to explode between now and Christmas. It's going to explode. Trump is going to find new money. I'm not talking about this printed fake money that Pelosi has. He can maybe control that if they don't let any more money get out of the system. But he's going to have everything he needs in the second term to turn this country around. I talked to a friend of mine. You know what she told me? She and her husband, I was at a baseball game. Yeah, out and about. I know, free-range Negro, you know what I call myself. And she said to me, Kevin, if it was anybody but Trump, I would be worried. If it was anybody but Trump. And you know what I said to her? I completely agree. I bet many of you agree with me too. Donald Trump stood there and he said to the American public and to the world, don't even worry about what this thing did to us. I got this. I will make it bigger and better. You better bet on it. You better bet on it. Ride the wave. But you got a lot of other waves to ride, folks. You got some devilishment that's about to see the light of day that these Democrats tried to do. I wish I could do a full show, but we have so much we have to do, and I got to let the staff take a break. And by the way, I want to tell you guys, if you want to help, You can relieve some of this stuff for me. Let me tell you what I need. I need somebody that can help me write a business plan. I've been asked to write a 3-year business plan for one of our companies that a bunch of benefactors want to give us millions of dollars. I would love for somebody that can help me write that business plan. So if you're interested in that, let's do it. If you want to be involved in radio, let us know. If you want to be involved in the movie business, we need somebody dedicated to FestiFlix. I'd love for you to contact us at KevinJacksonShow.com. Is how to reach us, or Facebook or Twitter. However, we need your input. We cannot do all this by ourselves. I wish we could. This is why we're short-staffed, and I got to let my guys take a break. I really do. We don't get a lot of funding and stuff, so we got to take it where we can. So enjoy the rest of the show. Talk to you soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't worry about it. We are, and we're all here for everybody's safety today. We planned for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yes.
Normally, you were all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, people are fighting the lockdown all over the country. Governors are being, people are dismissing the governors and the mayors of these cities. Oh, they're arresting a few folks. They're going to do these Gestapo tactics. Never in America, in any time in America would I believe that a healthy person wanting to go to a gym or wanting to go out to a park could get arrested. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh, my gosh. Oh, shoot. What happened? There we go. So, yeah, this is just, I mean, it's draconian to say the least when you know, we've grown up free, and that freedom is under attack. But let me tell you, that's actually a good thing. Not that we're under attack. It's a good thing that people are experiencing it, that they're going, what just happened here? How in the world am I not able to go do this? This is something we don't understand that feeling. We've never been imprisoned. We've never been enslaved. And so it's now, it's fight or flight, and we're fighting. There were, I talked about this the other day. There was a flotilla in Florida. You had to see it. One of my friends was actually there with her family and said, you wouldn't believe it, Kevin. She goes, we were out on the water, and all these boats were just trump, bump, bump, bump. These all across the nation. The news media is not going to show you these, but all across the nation, people are gathering in parks and beaches, etc., and they're loving freedom. I want you to think about that from a concept point of view. Forget the nonsense. It's all the white noise. What are people enjoying when they get out of their house? What are they finally feeling, right? They're feeling that sense of freedom. They had never been enslaved. They'd never been put away. You ever been in a closet or put in? I mean, I remember one time my older brother, he would put, you know, lock me in a closet, and I'd beat on it. Blah, 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 you better let me out. You better let me out. And when I would get out, you know what it felt like? Excuse me. It felt like freedom. That extra little space. So people got out of their houses and went, you know, somewhere else, and they felt that extra space. They had never felt entrapped. That feeling you had as a child, where you were afraid because you got in a confined area, it came back. And then it got relaxed, and you felt what, folks? Give me the word. I want to hear it. I want to hear you say it. Freedom. That's what you felt. Now, let's talk about Make America Great Again. Let's talk about the thing that defines the American spirit, all of it. What defines us? If you were to give me one word, I've given you a clue. If you were to give me one word that defines that for you, what would that word be? And mine is freedom. I don't know what yours is. Mine is the ability to go do what I want to do, be what I want to be with whom I want to be with, etc. That freedom. That's what we're all seeking. That's what, but believe it or not, the LGBT community, what they want is their version of freedom. Let me have sex with whomever I choose. Okay, if that's what you define as freedom, have it. It isn't my definition, but have it. Think of the millions and millions of people who never thought about freedom. What does freedom, maybe I'm over glamorizing it here, but when I think of freedom, I think of that flag. I think of the military. I think of capitalism and all those things that allow me to have this freedom. That's what I think of. And what I'm getting at is millions of more Americans now have that feeling. They're out there going, you know what? I hadn't thought about this until they locked me down. Hadn't felt that. They know Trump is fighting to get rid of this dreaded Chinese Wuhan, the whole thing. He's doing his part, but people are fighting him. They're fighting against freedom. Look, I don't know why all this is playing into Trump's hands. I have my suspicions. I believe that God is watching all of this. That's why we're making MAGA the movie. A big, beautiful movie, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And it's about why God chose Trump. That's what we're talking about. That's what we feel like has happened. I don't know if you feel that way, but we do. People all over the country, folks, are ecstatic about our president. They can't wait to vote for this man. I suspect you're among them. I believe that you wish you could vote today, right now. You would get off your butt. You'd go do it. If they said, everybody who could get here in the next hour, you're going to pick the president, we would have more conservatives rushing to the polls than any other group. I'm convinced of this. I'm convinced if you were allowed to, you'd vote multiple times for him. If, I mean, whatever it would take, you would do it. I'm not saying illegally. I'm saying if it, whatever you would be allowed to do in order to further the cause of conservatism, a.k.a. Donald Trump, you'd be willing to do it. I guarantee you, folks, Democrats are not chomping at the bit to vote for Joe Biden. And they're not chomping at the bit to vote for anything that has to do with the Democrats. Democrats are leaving their party, and for good reason. They get it. There is a large faction of Democrats out there who say, we're done with this party because we figured them out. The people that we thought had our best interests in mind don't. And I'm telling you, all of this corona, all these things are playing into the hands. If you don't believe me, go look at the polling on, you know, how Trump's doing in the wake of the coronavirus, in the wake of whatever scandals that are out there. I don't know of any that are out there for him. I know of a lot of them out there for Democrats. But go look at any of the polling, and you know what you get? You get a horrible surprise if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you get a great surprise. Donald Trump holds his own in every poll. I saw one, though. It had to be like CNN, Wall Street Journal, Joe Biden gaining on Trump. If you want to believe that, believe it. Look, I live in the real world. I know where things are. I know how people are thinking. I also talk to them. And there's no amount of leftism that will convince me otherwise that Donald Trump is way ahead. Anyway, crazy, more craziness when we get back. Tennis balls.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump honoring those who gave their lives in service to the country on this Memorial Day. The president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The president also participating in another Memorial Day event at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore.
To every Gold Star family here today and all across our land, our debt to you is infinite and everlasting. We stand with you today and all days to come, remembering and grieving for America's greatest heroes. In spirit and strength, in loyalty and love, in character and courage, they were larger than life itself.
Former Vice President Joe Biden making his first in-person appearance in more than 2 months Monday as he marked Memorial Day by laying a wreath at a veterans park near his Delaware home. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is preparing for new travel restrictions to stop the spread of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The White House announced a travel ban with Brazil that will bar anyone from entering the United States who has been in that country for the prior 2 weeks. The ban will go into effect Thursday night, came as a number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths there surged. With more than 22,000 deaths and 347,000 cases, Brazil now ranks second in the world after the United States. The suspension includes several exemptions, including U.S. residents and spouses, siblings, and children of U.S. citizens.
Joe Biden has a slim lead over President Trump in Minnesota, a potential battleground state in the 2020 presidential election. A Star Tribune poll released on Monday finds Biden ahead of Trump 49-44% among registered voters in the state, with 7% of Minnesotans saying they're still undecided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the Trump administration, it is the watchdogs who are being watched closely, with suspicion and disdain now being dismissed at a growing pace. Friday night, with no warning, the Inspector General for the State Department was suddenly fired. President Donald Trump informing the House Speaker in a letter, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as inspectors general." That is no longer the case with regard to this inspector general. The State Department's Steve Linnick, like all inspectors general, was charged with oversight, keeping watch for any wrongdoing and reporting it. According to the Democratic chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Linnick had launched an investigation into Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and whether, according to a congressional aide, Pompeo and his wife had misused a political appointee for personal tasks. The State Department has not responded to that accusation. Linnick had a small but important role in the impeachment inquiry and also had issued previous damning reports about the State Department under Pompeo. It was Pompeo, according to a senior State Department official, who recommended that Linnick be fired. The president has repeatedly shown and voiced opposition to his agency's watchdogs, fixated on getting rid of those he sees as Obama loyalists who aren't sufficiently loyal to his administration.
Did I hear the word inspector general? Really? It's wrong. And they'll talk to you about it. It's wrong.
It was the intelligence community's Inspector General, Michael Atkinson, whose actions sparked what became the Ukraine investigation and then impeachment proceedings of the president. Last month, Atkinson, too, was fired. In addition to Linnick and Atkinson, last month, the Pentagon's acting Inspector General, Glenn Fine, who was overseeing spending on coronavirus response, was removed from the top job. And 2 weeks ago, the official serving as watchdog of Health and Human Services was replaced after investigators found shortages of testing kits and masks, along with delays in coronavirus test results.
Where did he come from, the Inspector General? What's his name?
Three of the four were dismissed late on Friday nights.
This is the dismemberment of accountability in the federal government, if it continues.
Indeed, it is the dismemberment of the federal government. Kudos to President Donald Trump. Touche. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Firing inspector generals, people who do not have a care in the world for the rule of law. I applaud President Trump, his vote of no confidence in firing Linnick, in firing Michael Atkinson, in firing Glenn Fine, and the official serving as a watchdog for human services who reported, oh, they don't have any masks. It's Donald Trump's fault when Barack Obama was the one who didn't order masks. Every one of these people was an Obama holdover, a crook. And what's funny, I've talked about this before. I said, what most people do, they come into the presidency and they just wipe it out. They're like new lions taking over a pride, male lions. They just kill. They kill all the babies because they're like, nope, you will have, there will be no bloodline of anything left. We'll keep all the girls, boys, you're either gone or we're going to kill you. And they kill them, every one of them. All the cubs, young and old, except for the breeding age girl lions. That's it. So think of the presidency as something like that. They just come in and they clean house. Trump didn't clean house. He brought in Reince Priebus, who had his assistant with him. Her name is Katie something. Anyway, he brings them in, and they pretty much leave things status quo until Trump figures out Priebus has got all the, you know, he's doing his own thing. You haven't heard Reince Priebus' name in ages. This is a guy that ran the RNC, helped get Trump elected, was in the Trump administration, and he's now off doing whatever he's doing. Katie Holmes, not Katie Holmes. That's Tom Cruise's old wife. Anyway, Katie something. So they're out. So then he replaced them with other people, and he is where he is. But what I said at the time was, it was actually a smart move. Because once Trump figured out, after Admiral Rogers came over to visit him at Trump Tower and said, you're being spied on. When that happened, Trump said, okay, I'm going to leave the apparatus in place, and I'll find the snakes one by one. And that's what he's been doing. Anybody looking at this situation with inspector generals knows exactly what's going on here. Every one of these guys is a continuation of the crap that Obama was pulling and trying to get rid of Donald Trump. Pompeo, under investigation from Linick, because he, quote, misused the staffer. Have you ever asked somebody that worked for you, hey, listen, can you do me a favor while you're out and about? I've asked this of a person that works for me. Now, she's an assistant. I could tell her, go pick up my dry cleaning, go do this or that or whatever. But I don't. But one time she calls, she goes, Kevin, I'm headed to the office. Anything you need? I said, would you do me a favor? Would you stop and grab me a cup of coffee? We'd run out of coffee. So he stopped and grabbed me a cup of coffee. Yes. That's the type of thing that Linick decided he was going to report Pompeo on. So another scandal was due to erupt because they got to get these people out. Now, look, I don't know if Pompeo, is he super effective in his job? I presume he is. Trump gets rid of people that are pikers, so I presume he is. But whether he is or he isn't, should he be fired over, oh, could you pick up my dry cleaning on the way to the office? Or whatever it might have been? It's ridiculous to even think this. Michael Atkinson, I love how they put that in the report. He sparked the Ukraine investigation. Enough said. Donald Trump did nothing in Ukraine. If there was anybody that was supposed to be investigated, it was Joe Biden, which I'm going to get to him later today. We haven't talked about Biden yet. I mean, we've alluded to him with Tara Reid, but Biden is losing it. I'm going to play a clip and show you and prove it to you. He's losing it. But anyway, so you've got him removing Atkinson because Atkinson created the impeachment of Donald Trump, or the attempt to impeach him. Gone. Should be gone. Glenn Fine, removed from his job at the Pentagon. Why? Oh, I'm going to do oversight on coronavirus spending and or whatever. Yeah, I mean, everybody in one of these jobs, it was an Obama holdover, was not here to further the cause of freedom, to further the cause of truth. They were there for one reason and one reason only. Stir up controversy, keep Trump embroiled in controversy so he can be ineffective. What did I tell you the other day? I said the coronavirus was meant to undo every single thing, the Chinese Wuhan, I don't want to call it coronavirus, every single positive gain that Trump made. I want you to think of the millions of jobs this man created in 3 years, undone with one hoax. I want you to think the GDP, the numbers that this man was going to experience, take out this quarter and you have the most amazing president in American history from a financial standpoint. And the Democrats could not let that happen. Now, what Trump says is, hey, no big deal. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make it even bigger and we're going to make it even better. Do we even have that cut? Because I remember Trump saying it. He goes, I think it was with that Obama incompetence one. But he was like, we're going to make it bigger. We're going to make it better. I'm not even worried. And it's funny. You look at Trump's body language. He's like, so, yeah, they mess with the economy. Don't worry. I did it once. I'm going to do it even bigger and even better. And if you watch his body language, there is no question that that's what's going to happen. Still on the firing of these inspector generals, here's what Mitt Romney tweeted. The firings of multiple inspectors general is unprecedented. Doing so without good cause chills the independence essential to their purpose. It is a threat to accountable democracy and a fissure in the constitutional balance of power. Yeah, Mitt Romney. Linick ignored the State Department's role when $1 billion in cash was sent to Iran in the middle of the night to fund the Iranian Republican Guard's nuclear program and its terror around the world. And this is what, ignored. I mean, nobody said a word about that. This is the inspector general that didn't blink an eye. But guess what? When it comes to Pompeo, well, he may have had somebody pick up his dry cleaning. Pelosi talked about this as well. Oh, wait, the clip's too long? All right, well, maybe we'll play it coming back in. Anyway, crazy stuff, folks. Crazy stuff. The president exercises his right to fire whomever he chooses for whatever reason, and then we get people like Romney.
Oh, this is a horrible thing to do. We don't know all the details.
And I love when they say it's never been done. It's unprecedented because it needed to be done. It's one of those things where the president looked at it and says, you know what? We're long overdue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In terms of the State Department Inspector General's firing, I read the letter that you sent to President Trump asking for an explanation. The House Foreign Affairs Chairman is launching, I know, a probe into this. And you said yesterday that if the firing looks like it's retaliation, that could be unlawful. What would happen then?
Well, the fact is that the president should acknowledge why we even have inspectors general. This followed Watergate to have transparency, accountability, to fight waste, fraud, abuse in our governmental actions. While the law, the president is correct in saying he can fire anyone he wants, when it comes to inspectors general, he has a responsibility to inform Congress first. But it is also essential when he says he has lost my confidence to tell us why he has lost his confidence. This is the fourth inspector general that the president has lost confidence in, so to speak, and it's a pattern that I think is unhealthy for a democracy.
I can't wait for these Democrats to be gone. I can't wait for a cleaning house of the leftists, these so-called progressives, the biggest cancer in this country in our history, worse than any enemy, worse than the people who flew planes into the Twin Towers, worse than the terrorists who attacked the USS Cole, the Marine barracks, and on, worse. Democrats are the far, by far, there's no enemy we face, not Hitler, not Mussolini, not any of them, that can compare to the enemy that we face inside of this country. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. What a pathetic, I mean, pathetic comment. It just, it boggles the mind. Donald Trump can fire whomever he wants. But it's funny how, Anderson Cooper teed this up. The House Foreign Affairs Chairman mentioned this, and you were discussing that this could be retaliation. Isn't that unlawful? No. In fact, it's not. Like I said, when you take over, a new group takes over, they fire. What happens in corporate America? You take over a company, you do an acquisition, other staff gets gone. There's a reason why you fire the other staff. They don't know what they're doing. Right now, Amazon supposedly making overtures to JCPenney. You think they're going to keep JCPenney's management team? The team that couldn't get it done? The team that was forced to fire bankruptcy? Or do you think they're going to say, nope, we're going to put in our own people? I know what I would do. And I wouldn't expect my board members to go, oh, Kevin, you guys did an acquisition and you kept the losers? You kept the people that got you, got them into bankruptcy? Or I should say, you fired them, so we're going to go after you? My board would go, why did you keep them? They were useless. They were Democrats. Oh, boy. When you see a company that goes out of business, I'm going to give you a hint. The management team is probably leftist. Conservatives know how to run companies. We understand balance sheets and income statements. We understand what ROI needs to happen for a product. It isn't about feel good and, oh, I'm going to donate a pair of shoes for every pair of socks you buy, whatever. It isn't like that. You can do that stuff. I'm not saying don't go do some good corporately. But you know what you do good corporately? When you start a company and you hire people, you're increasing the tax base. You're doing something few people are willing to do, which is put their time, effort, energy, and generally resources of money into somebody else's hands and say, now go make me money. I was having this conversation with my assistant. I told her, whatever money I'm paying you, if you aren't focused on making X profit on your role, then your role is extraneous. And your profit might come in extending my time. If I'm billing out at $500 an hour, if that's what I rate myself, for example, and you come in, and I've got a 10-hour day, and you come in, and you turn my 10-hour day into a 6-hour day, where I can now take that additional 4 hours and focus on money, profit-driven things, then you're worth the four hours a day that I'm not doing that other thing. That's $2,000 a day. Now, figure that what that is over a month. That you're saving me, you know, 40 grand a month. That's what I can base your salary on. But it might be you going out and figuring out, Kevin, I was talking to accounting and this occurred and this could have happened. Okay, great. You know, in other words, whatever your part is in a job, figure out something beyond I'm filling a role. How do I bring more value than what they anticipated? And you'll be around forever in your job. Anyway, we're talking about the firing of these inspector generals, and they ask, is retaliation is unlawful? No. But what Pelosi says, the president should acknowledge why we have inspector generals. What's that going to do? We have inspector generals because, in theory, they provide oversight. And then she mentions Watergate, like they did with Watergate. Then she goes on to say, he's got a responsibility to Congress first. He's got to let us know why he's going to do it. Really? How is it he's got to let you know when at his own prerogative, with no input from anybody, he can go, I just lost confidence in this person. But he better check with us first. Because we may not have lost confidence. That person may be part of the deep state. Now, I've gone over in the previous segment who was fired. Linick most recently, because he dared to accuse Pompeo of using State Department personnel for personal gain. Really? So if you've ever asked a subordinate to grab something while they are they're on their way to the office, can you grab me a new tablet? Could you grab me a paperclip? Could you give me a cup of coffee? Could you ask Ted to come by? Whatever you've done that is outside of their supposed job description, you've done exactly what Pompeo's been accused of. And I don't know a person on the planet who hasn't asked somebody whose job description doesn't entail something they were asked to do. I don't know a person on the planet. If you've run a company or been in management or whatever, you've asked somebody to do it. If you are a person who is not in management or run a company, you've been asked to do it. And you probably didn't care. Because it's like, no problem. Sure. Happy to do it. But they want to make it a, I don't know. What are we going to do? Essential, she says, Pelosi says, for the president to tell Congress, why did you lose confidence? Well, let me start with this. With respect to Atkinson, he started an impeachment proceeding against me that was completely unfounded. That's the reason. I think what Trump may be telling these folks is this. I know you know why I fired these people. I want you to dig it out of me. Oh, just so you guys don't think I'm not following the news cycle, I do know that the president took hydrochloroquine. And there's a whole big deal on that. I talked about it earlier. I did. I said the Democrats will try to use that as he's not of sound mind and body and invoke the 25th Amendment. There's no limit. I want you to understand this. The Democrats know Donald Trump can fire whomever he wants for whatever reason. And yet, they're saying he violated some sort of protocol by coming to us and telling us why. And so guess what now? Well, it's a controversy. Is it retaliation? And as Anderson Cooper teed up, is it unlawful? Not at all. Nothing here. President, he can fire inspector generals till his heart's content, and then he can put in the people that he wants to do the job. A good example of a guy he put into an acting role that is doing his job, and the Democrats are trying to persecute him for it, and he's laughing at them all the way to his office every single day, is Richard Grenell. A guy doing his job, doing the job of inspector generals, doing the job that says, here's the data. Adam Schiff, you didn't want to release data. I'm going to release it. Either you release it or I'll release it. And you know what happened after Rick Grenell released that data? We found out that Adam Schiff knew with 100% certainty that there was no Russian collusion. And yet, we spent $32 million, that was a number I saw the other day, on a witch hunt. Everybody knew shouldn't have even happened. That's what we did. And you know what? The next series of document drops will prove that Democrats are lying skanks and lying scoundrels. That's what it will prove. But they want to make an issue out of something, because that's what Democrats do. Divide. Make issues where there are no issues. That's why California 25 happened, folks. Got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.